Yeah, no, okay. Okay, it's 11:07. I'm calling the case of, in the matter of Infratech International LLC, and that is OPA-PA-11-020. And I'm Anthony Camacho. I'm serving as hearing officer for this matter. Sorry to go through this long formality, but just to make sure that we keep a record in this case, at least, will the members of the OPA present for this hearing please identify themselves for the record?
Doris Flores Brooks, public auditor.
Ann Camacho, appeals administrator.
Juan Tulahi, quality assurance reviewer.
Thank you. Will the appellant please identify himself for the record and anyone with him today?
Ravindra B. Goganini, Infratech International Vice President.
Aditi Goganini, Infratech International President.
Thank you, Mr. Goganini. Will counsel for the purchasing agency, DOE, please identify herself for the record and any institutional representatives with her?
Rebecca Perez, legal counsel for DOE. Present with me is its supply and management administrator, Marcus Pito.
Okay. I may have forgotten to say this in the beginning, but it is February the 3rd, 2012. And we are here at the suite 907 94 DNA building in Agana, Guam. In the appeal number OPA-PA-11-019, just for the record, DOE had made a verbal motion to consolidate OPA-PA-11-019, OPA-PA-11-020, and OPA-PA-11-021, as each of those cases involved an almost verbatim solicitation, likewise an almost verbatim protest, and the issues appear to be the same at this time. We're here for a pre-hearing conference for OPA-PA-020, and essentially, and also a hearing, a motion on hearing, just for the record. The only motion filed in this matter was DOE's motion to dismiss, is that correct?
The only formal motion, yes.
Okay, and the arguments that were made for DOE in that motion in OPA-PA-11-019 are the same as the arguments here, would that be correct, Ms. Perez?
For the record, we would submit that all of our previous arguments made in 019 would be presented in this case.
Okay. Likewise, Mr. Goganini, the argument you made in opposition to DOE's motion to dismiss in OPA-PA-11-019 are the same as you would make here, is that correct?
Yes, same.
Okay. Therefore, the hearing officer will take that motion under consideration, considering those same arguments. As we will likely consolidate these cases, the hearing... well, let's clarify, Mr. Goganini, you still desire a hearing in this matter, is that
yes.
correct? And the parties likewise available for hearing on February the 21st at 1 p.m. As they were in OPA-11-019, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and all the issues, is that your understanding?
The 21st and continuing on to the 22nd at 1.
Okay. Likewise, all the issues the parties brought up in OPA-PA-11-019 concerning the scheduling of that hearing, are they the same for the hearing in this matter?
We submit that all arguments we made in case 019 we would resubmit in case in this present manner.
Okay. Therefore, the motion to dismiss in this matter will be taken under advisement. Likewise, a scheduling order will be issued in this matter as well for the formal hearing. Any other issues the parties want to take up at this time?
We again would submit everything on the record in 019 for this matter.
Certainly. This hearing is then adjourned. It is 11 a.m. Thank you.